All right, I know that this episode has a guest and we'll get there, but if you've been listening for the past few weeks, you know that we're now doing Song of the Week, and I can't just not do that even though there's a guest on. So, Song of the Week this week is Till the World Ends by Britney Spears. Now, I think something that's really interesting about this song is that it was actually written by Kesha, and she did a demo of it. I think it's on YouTube. And if you hear Britney singing it, it really sounds like a Kesha song, even if you didn't know it was written by Kesha. And that's because it basically is. I think this is a great song. I can imagine, like, dancing to this song. I don't know. I love it. I've been listening to it a bunch this week. And even more fun thing about this song is that this was the original triple pop star collab, because in the remix of this song, Nicki Minaj, Kesha, and Britney Spears are all on the song together as a remix. And I know that it's available on Apple Music, it's on YouTube, but it isn't on Spotify, which is extremely sad because I use Spotify. But if you want to find it on YouTube, it's just called Till the World Ends Remix. And all three of them are on it, and I love the song, and it's just a good song I've been listening to, just switching things up. It's also from the Femme Fatale album, and I think that album didn't do insanely well, so that's might be why, if you haven't heard of it, you're just hearing about it now for the first time. But anyways, let's just get into the episode. Bye, guys.
This is My Strange Addictions.
Hey guys, welcome back to My Strange Addictions. Today's episode is a full-on Q&A with Alana Belki.
That's me.
She's been here before.
Yes.
Yeah, she's been here before.
You've met me before.
She's been met. She's my first guest in a while to... Well, actually, I don't really know how everything's going to work out, but my first guest in a while that hasn't been remote recording. And don't worry, everybody, we both got...
Oh my god, that car literally almost hit us.
Drive away.
No, I...
Drive...
I Alana. Can't. You're sh- all
Just
over the
turn
back.
It on.
Okay, they left.
Oh my god.
It doesn't matter.
Oh my god. Please. Oh my god. That is definitely going
driving.
In the episode.
They're just driving.
Why can't you just start the car up?
Because my legs aren't in the right position. My bag is in the way. Like, I would literally get in a crash.
Okay.
Like, right away.
Next time we're in an emergency situation, you have to be prepared.
But why, though?
Okay, let's quiet
That wasn't,
down.
Okay.
Let's quiet wait, down. Let's quiet down.
Wait,
quiet
can
down.
I tell you guys, like, what
yeah.
just happened?
Yeah.
So this car was coming by me, and then it, like... So it pulls in. We're like parked in a parking lot right now, and this car literally, it's he's going in the mouth. Oh my god, it's a teen boy. Of course it is.
Don't swear.
I'm sorry. Of course it bleeping is. Anyway, so this car pulls in, and he literally starts like driving across the spots. His car is coming right for me, and he's going super fast. And he like stopped right before he hit the side of our car that Trig is sitting on. Like, right where Trig is sitting.
I did not even watch it happen.
Literally, like,
I'm so surprised. Because if that happened to me, guess what? I would turn the car on and drive.
You don't understand how it, like, it takes more than a millisecond to start driving a car.
But you just didn't.
Yeah, because I knew he wasn't going to hit us after he didn't hit us the first time.
I was freaking out. Anyways, guys, that was fun.
I kind of freaked out because I was scared, so I yelled.
That was invigorating.
I screamed so that he would know that I'm here.
I think that is actually going to be... good.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to My Strange Addictions.
Please.
Today's episode.
Oh my god. Wait, can we talk about the other car crash that almost happened today?
I don't even remember it.
When I...
Okay. First of all, wait.
Please.
Bring that up when you want to at some point. But before we talk about that, we did get two rapid tests before this.
Yeah.
I got one yesterday, then today. Actually, you just got one. But we've been rapid tested. We've been... tested, and we don't see anybody else. Well, when we're recording this, we don't, so we're being safe, you guys. Don't worry about that. You can, actually, whatever. I'm just telling you guys, we're not being reckless right now.
He's basically my brother. Like, we might as well live together, to be honest.
Honestly. So today we are
We're doing a question and answer. Oh my god!
So much
is going wrong.
See, that would have if I drove, not the dashboard. Duh.
Well, I could have quickly grabbed that. That's not the.
Okay.
That's not the thing. Anyways, today we're doing a question and answer. I believe that this episode is going to be labeled narcissism because talking about yourself is for the king and queen.
But like y'all know, you love it. Please.
So I ask questions on my Instagram story. If you want to go follow me, I'm at TRYG. It'll be in the profile. I don't know. Yeah. Whatever it's called. In the description. Mm-hmm. And Alana asked questions on her YOLO. And
on Snap. You know.
And we both have a ton to answer.
Yes.
So I think we should just get into it, Alana.
Yeah, we really should.
We really should.
Anyway.
All right. I think I want to start off with questions from my story.
Okay.
We can go back and forth.
Yeah.
And everyone. Oh my god.
Who? I'm gonna roast. Please. No, I'm not.
Okay. We just saw this person that asked me a question. I'm very surprised.
And
this
it's
person.
Someone who.
No, don't say
it. No, wait. Yeah, it is. It's...
Okay.
I can't say anything.
All right. Well, originally,
let's start with a different question.
I was about to say that I was going to not keep these anonymous because everybody on my Instagram story is asking with their name.
But
I think I'm going to because honestly, I don't know if I'd want to or not. And I don't know. I wouldn't want to show up on a podcast episode.
Yeah.
Unbecomes. That's not a word in a way, right? I don't know. It might be. I forgot. Unbecoming.
Unbecomingist.
So.
Please.
So, yeah.
Yes.
Let's. You know what? It's been 5 minutes. We haven't asked
I'm
a question
sorry.
Yet. So, let's just get into it. Mm-hmm. So, first question. How are you?
How am I?
Yeah, how are you?
That's a complicated question.
Literally.
I'm honestly, at this very moment, I'm doing okay. Overall, I could be doing better.
Here's the thing. We're recording this over winter break right now. So, here's the thing. It's going good now. It's going fine.
That's true.
but, like, listen. Mm-hmm. This, come January 3rd or whatever, it's going to be awful.
Yeah. Please.
So I'm denying the inevitable.
Me too.
And I think that's fine for now. You know, I'm doing fine. I think you're feeling the same way. Like, but I am dreading the fact that I'm not going to be fine when school starts again.
Yeah, because you know how it's like fluctuating because right now, like, I don't feel like I have a lot happening.
Mm-hmm.
But like there's stuff coming up that I know like I'm preparing for. But it's going to be like all my stuff happens all at once. Like I have a whole competition, like a voice competition. I have like we're performing. I'm in two acapella groups. One of them is with Trig.
Yeah.
And we're both performing for this, like, kind of show thing, like, remotely. Like, we're sending in a recording or whatever. So we have to get those two things together. Like, the whole Christmas thing. I'm in two Secret Santa groups. And I got other things that I have to do. I have to clean my room. It's messy. Like, there's just a lot of things that I haven't done.
Yeah. So much that's coming.
Yeah.
All right.
Moving on.
All right. This question I'm excited to answer. So... Do you want to read it?
Oh, fave and least favorite zodiac sign. This.
All right.
Girl. All right. Girl.
This. Okay. I'm going to start with favorite.
Yeah.
Now, for me, this is actually both of these are pretty unpopular, I think. Although one of them, I'll just talk about it. I'm torn between. Mm-hmm. Oh, for just so everyone knows, I'm a Pisces and Alana is a Aquarius.
Mm-hmm.
So my two favorite signs, and then I'll kind of decide which one is my favorite. Either an Aries or a Scorpio. Now listen, Aries are just assertive, and I like that.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't believe in zodiac signs, whatever, it's still fun to think about, just because it's like whatever.
Yeah, like Chile, please.
Right. Cutting.
Please.
That's getting.
You need
cut.
To cut. It. Oh my god.
I love Aries. I don't know that many Aries, but the ones I do know, I stan. Second off, Scorpios. Scorpios and I, we just it clicks. It's in the stars. Literally, it's in the stars.
Yeah.
So I think I have to go with my gut, and I'm gonna say, well, I don't know actually. Well, I'm really not. I'm gonna say,
you know what?
Scorpio.
But what? Guess who's an Aries?
Who?
Pat and Gammies. They're both Aries.
She's talking about her grandma and a woman she works with.
They're both Aries and they're iconic.
Okay,
but Scorpios.
Who's your favorite? Okay. My mom's also a Scorpio, so it kind of makes sense.
I love that. Okay, here's my issue. I also love Scorpios. My dad's Scorp.
Mm.
Here's my issue. So, like, all of my close friends are Pisces, honestly. Like, you...
Hello.
Those are all, like, my... Those are my three closest friends,
I feel like,
honestly.
I don't know that many Aquarius.
Yeah,
you.
I don't really like other Aquarius usually, honestly, but I think it's because most of them are Januaries, but I also like some of them. Like, I have some Aquarius friends.
Right, this isn't, like just...
This
like,
isn't throwing shade at anyone.
Like, obviously, we're gonna pick a least favorite, overall. But that doesn't mean everyone.
Like, yeah, like, it's... Because it's different with your rising... Oh my god. It's different. Please.
Sorry.
Oh my gosh.
Just got a notification.
It's different with your rising and your moon. Like, that really makes a difference.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I'm a Cancer moon and I'm a whole Leo rising, which really changes my whole, like, Aquarius self, because Cancer is, like, care too much.
Right.
So, like, I care too much, but I don't care at all. You know?
Mm-hmm.
It's really conflicting. Like, so my favorite. I love Pisces as friends. I'm always drawn to Libras, even though they always do me dirty, they always do me wrong, and they don't ever care about me back. Like, they just don't care. But I'm always, like, dating-wise, I'm always drawn to Libras.
Yeah.
And, like, I don't know. I've also had some good boyfriends that were Pisces. I guess my favorite would indeed probably be Pisces. Wait, let me think. Think for a second. Like, oh, I also really like Leos, but I think I'd just say Pisces because
what,
girl?
Leo? Okay, whatever.
Okay,
no,
I can't.
So Pisces and what?
Either Pisces, like, I'm attracted to Libras though, but I think Pisces. Oh my gosh, there's sirens, guys. You're gonna have to edit a lot out.
No, that's fine.
Okay. I think I'm going to go with Pisces because I'm just, I have so many friends that are Pisces.
Feeling blessed.
So they must honestly be a goodie.
I like can't think of any other Aquarius I know. If you can think of them, don't say it because I don't want to mention
people.
No,
it's fine. Well.
All right. Least favorite. Now this, for me, this is a three-way tie and then I'll pick one. For me, the tie is between pretty stereotypically Leo and then Cancer and then Libra. Mm-hmm. So listen, which is very weird because you like both Leos and
okay
Libras.
I'm drawn to them but
okay
like,
but yeah
once
okay.
I get to know them I'm like screw you
right but
to
listen
be honest.
I always loved Usually. Cancers until I started meeting them and here's the thing I don't have bad experiences with them but some of them are just mean like straight up mean not like fake or anything just like kind of mean which is like you know not mm-hmm. all of them but that's a thing that I've obviously, these are all just, like, I'm taking traits that I've met from people that I met.
Cancer men. Like, they just, for me, Cancer men are the worst of the worst.
I don't know that many people with zodiac signs, so I can't get that specific. Yeah. But, and then Libras, I don't ever have blowouts with them or anything. But for me, it's kind of, like, mm-hmm. I just, like, get, like, toxicity vibes sometimes.
To be honest.
Again, if you're my Libra friend, I'm not talking about you. Yeah. I want to make that clear. Leos... I think they are exactly what they're described as on the internet. And that's not necessarily a bad thing. Like, they can be so fun to be friends with and hang out with. And they're not, like, it's not like anybody I've met is actually, like, a bad person. I'm just talking about specific traits. So, I think I'm going to go with Libras. Libras are my least favorite. And I think recently on the internet, that's kind of been showing up more, which is weird. But, yeah.
Well, like, once again, like, I literally have, like, a couple really good friends that are Leos. But, like, they have a good moon sign to like stabilize them out. Like if you have like a bad toxic moon sign to go along with your sun in Leo, like it's gonna like you're just not gonna be it. Like it really depends on your moon also.
Exactly.
So like it just all depends, obviously. I would either say like Cancers once again, I always had a really bad like thought of Cancers, like especially the past couple years, because I just had really big blowouts with a couple Cancers because Cancers are very in tune with their emotions. And in turn, they are very like selfish people, to be honest. Oh,
well, I would just say they regulate how they act.
Not selfish.
More solely by their emotions. So
yeah.
They're more emotionally driven,
but also, sorry, not selfish, but like more, what's the word? Like, they definitely have a victim complex, to be honest. And I get it because I'm a Cancer moon, but like, I don't project that onto the world. I'm not like, guys, I'm the victim in every situation. Like, I think it in my head. Mm-hmm. That's how my brain's wired. But like, then I calm myself down and I'm like, girl, please, no, you're not. But like, Cancer is just projected out to the world. I'd probably go with Cancers currently, but sorry.
I'm
warming up to Cancers that I had like feuds with right mm-hmm. now. So I also don't really like Capricorns, to be honest. Mm. Like, I have one friend who's a Capricorn. We both are friends with her.
Yes, Maddie, shout out.
Miss Maddie. Like, literally, there's just, Caps just aren't it. Like, there's nothing special about them to me, like, that I can even notice, other than the fact that they're like, they think they're smarter than everyone else and they think they're better than everyone else.
Wow.
And that's it.
So you might be going, so you're Capricorn, or what are you? You got to pick one.
I guess I'll go with Caps because, like, I'm warming up to the Cancers right now.
Cool.
Yeah. Sorry, that took so long.
No, you're good. That's like 10 minutes to answer for us.
How much I like to talk, though.
No, I narcissism. Absolutely. No, it's great. Yes. And, yeah, no, nothing wrong with rambling, especially on a podcast. Next question. I'm excited for this question, but I really don't know what I'm going to say, so I'll let you go first. What food do you identify? Like, if you were a food, what would you be?
Oh, okay. So, my favorite food is French fries. Mm, and like, I would, but I'm not like tall and lean like a French fry.
Okay.
Like, I might be.
Well, you're
but,
tall.
Like, I am tall.
You are pretty
lean. Girl, I'm not lean.
You are a little curvy.
Maybe I'm like a crinkle cut fry then.
Ooh.
Like, because she's hot and salty.
Oh, yeah.
Crispy. Okay. I'm going to go with a crinkle cut fry.
That's a good one.
I kind of like it because she's curvy too, period.
But like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't know.
For me, I literally have never thought of this question.
Me neither.
I'm going to, I don't know.
Please.
Also
cotton candy.
Ooh.
Because like, she's fluffy, like she's soft, and like, she's delicious and she's sweet.
Okay. One food I eat a lot at home is popcorn. Which is weird because like, my favorite food isn't popcorn, but like,
popcorn today.
It's my favorite snack. So I think I'm gonna go with popcorn just because I get the most use out of it.
Yes.
Yeah. But honestly, like, buttered popcorn. Like, okay, like
buttered.
Movie theater, like AMC movie theater popcorn is my favorite popcorn. Like, ooh, once you do microwaved, it's worse, but it's not bad. Like, I still
it's
like
not
it.
Bad. I can't.
Next one. Please. What is your mental age?
Probably, like, honestly, possibly, like, probably 16. I'm 17 right now, and I just, like, still identify as a 16-year-old. And even when I was younger, I was like, I can't wait to be 16. I am 16. Like, I always just, like, felt like I was 16, which it's going to be worrying when I'm, like, an adult, and I'm like, yes, I'm 16. I mean, I'm 23. So, like, honestly.
I kind of feel like I matured during quarantine, but in a different way that I wouldn't have normally. So I still kind of identify with 15, but I also think I've grown mentally in a lot of other ways more. Yeah.
Me too, actually.
But I kind of feel that. I'm just going to go with 15 because I feel like I stopped aging
once
Corona hit. Like, there was no anything. So, well, I guess, you know, like, I'm fine with 16, but I don't feel 16. Like, usually, like, when a new year, when you turn a new age, like, you, it takes a while to adjust, but like, I've still not adjusted to 16. I'm closer to 17 than 15, which is just so weird. So,
and did you even have like a birthday party? Because like,
no,
COVID hit
I was the third day of COVID.
Yeah. Like, literally. So you didn't have that like big celebration, like, OMG 16.
Yeah.
Like,
no, I didn't
know?
Have. Yeah. I mean,
so obviously.
And back then it wasn't normal to have a birthday in court. I mean, that was weird.
Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't. Like,
yeah.
Because it was the third day. Why would you do that?
Right, right. So do we want to take a little flip to your questions for a little bit?
Oh, sure.
And we'll come back to mine?
Sure, Mama. All
right. So these questions are completely anonymous. So unlike these ones, they might be a little different. Let's see. Ooh. Oh, this is
this
a funny
is a
question.
Good one,
okay.
Because
well,
I
wait.
Need to talk about it with him.
We will answer this question after this break. All right, guys. We're back to answer this funny question. Do you wipe forward to back or back to forward?
Mama,
now let just a second.
Please.
Like, I don't think we're gonna get graphic here, but I think you can all imagine what we're talking about.
Like, what?
Me, I I wipe. I'm imagining it. Hold on. Forward to back. Forward to back. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm making the motion.
Yeah. We're, yeah.
Well, see, this is where I get confused. Obviously, I wipe forward to back because I got a V.
She's got different parts.
I have a different part. But as a guy, you wouldn't have to worry about that because, like, for a girl, if you wipe back to forward, like, mm-hmm. obviously you could get a UTI, like, yeah. there could be some stuff happening up in there.
I'm not sure. I've never thought about wiping the other direction.
And be stinky.
Yeah. I think it would so gross me out, though. You're wiping towards
your other part.
Right. That, yeah.
I'm sure some men
I'm sure. Do you think maybe some women do? I don't know. No shame in doing it. If it works for you. Do it.
No,
do what
women
works for you.
Don't do that because you literally, like, you will get a UTI. Okay,
but I'm just saying, if you're a woman listening that does it, no shame in that because it works for you. No, stop.
No, shame to you because literally, like, you're going to get an infection, baby.
But they're clearly doing fine because they're doing it.
But what if they do get the infection and they're like, oh,
I'm sure.
And I'm like, I'm sorry, baby. I told you.
I'm sure they would stop doing it by now.
Okay.
Because they're listening.
Okay.
Anyways.
Okay.
He did.
Okay. It's shame to you if you're like six. Well, it's not shame. Well, no, I'm just like, I'm giving you advice, Living baby. On. Bye, baby.
All right.
Why am I saying it now? Please.
I'm interested in this question.
Yeah.
Do you think we're going to... Oh. Okay. So, for some perspective, we're recording this in December. So, we don't... Our school mm-hmm. is announcing January 9th, whether we're going back to school or not. So...
Like, in person.
Yeah. So, after we answer this question, I'll come back with an editing maybe just to say whether we are or not. But right now, do you think we're going to go back to school at some point this year?
Honestly, like, I think there's a possibility for fourth quarter. Mm-hmm. I don't think we're going to do third quarter because third quarter, they're talking about it for, like, I think my Italian teacher said, like, preschool and kindergarten.
Yeah.
Like, grade school. So I don't think... Like, I don't know. I don't think we actually will.
What I've been hearing, mm-hmm. and this is, like, some gossip, I think one of my friends goes to a club, and the teacher of that club, because there has to be a teacher in every one of our clubs in our school, kind of, like, spilled, and she told everyone, or I guess, I'm not saying who it is, or mm-hmm. what club, so whatever.
Yeah.
She told everyone that they're going to start grade by grade with our district, so they're going to start with kindergartners and end with 12th graders, so seniors are going to be the last people to go back, which means, because both Alana and I are upperclassmen, we're going to be some of the last people to go back.
Yeah.
I don't know how slow they're going to bring people mm-hmm. back, but even if it's every 2 weeks, we wouldn't be back till fourth quarter, midway through.
Actually.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that, honestly. Mm-hmm.
Give me a prom, baby.
Yeah. That, like, literally.
Yeah.
Like, we have fun stuff at the end of the mm-hmm. school year at our school specifically. So I'd be fine with just going back for that. I actually I'm thinking that it's more likely than I ever have before this year that we're going to go back later this year mm-hmm. just because of how much Biden's pushing it. And
yeah.
I honestly haven't thought about it much because I don't really know what our school's protocol would be. Mm-hmm. I think if they handle it well, it could be fine. And how the vaccines are, like, there's so much that's riding on, like, mm-hmm. that we don't know about, I guess. So do I think we're going to go back to school right now? I would say, yeah, but I just, there's so much that we don't know yet that we have to wait for Biden to get inaugurated and all that stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
I agree.
Agreed. All right. This next question. Why is Cora the best? This isn't Cora, by the way, but answer the question.
Who's that?
We obviously don't know who actually asked this, but I'm going to go out on a limb here and say don't think it was Cora because it says that it wasn't Cora.
Like, I don't think it was. I think I know who it is, though.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say
who. Oh, really? I'm
not going to say who, but I hate her.
Cora is the best because... she pays me to be her friend.
Who's Cora? Gone?
Who's Cora?
Wait, which one's Cora? Oh, that one. Yeah, she drove me around one time.
Ooh,
we got a new question. Just now.
as we.
Oh my gosh!
All right, new question that I just reloaded and came up. Where did y'all think babies came from before you knew the horrible, awful truth? That's an interesting question. I don't think I ever thought about it, honestly. I was taught in, like, fourth grade, so I just knew it came from the mommy's tummy. Mm-hmm. That's all I knew. I knew it was in and then out.
I thought that it worked like a seed. Like a seed.
Oh, okay.
Like, she swallowed, like, a seed and it made a human in her stomach.
Okay.
I didn't, guys... I didn't learn what, like, any of that, like, I didn't learn any of that until sixth grade sex ed. Like, my parents never talked to me about it. Like, that is so sneaky of you. You literally made me think that babies were, like, watermelons until I was, like, 12.
I'm guessing what I thought is that somebody just took it out. I don't know. I never thought, I really never thought about it. I just assumed I, like, knew, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, like.
Because it's not really, it doesn't. You don't need to know really early. Yeah, it
doesn't really matter. It's just kind of embarrassing.
Yeah.
Anywho.
Closest brush to COVID. Okay, I've thought of mine. Mm-hmm. So, I didn't actually ever have COVID, but when COVID was super bad in New York and nobody knew about it, I was there. Mm-hmm. Oh. I never got it, but I did get really sick at the time that it was getting bad, and we didn't think it was COVID back then. We thought of it as a possibility, but it didn't stop me from going places. I just thought I had like the flu or something not contagious. And then when everything started happening, I was like, oh my God, I probably had COVID. Mm-hmm. And I got the antibody test and I didn't. So
yeah,
cool. There's that. And mm-hmm. I don't know, like, I really think I've been pretty good about this. So I don't think I've ever been at risk for being exposed mm-hmm. to COVID. Although one time my friend's friend that I never see got exposed to somebody with COVID mm-hmm. and my friend got exposed to her. And so therefore he could have had it, but mm-hmm. she didn't have it. So, and I didn't see him. So I never really was. How about you?
When I, this summer, I had a different job than I do now, and my boss's husband, like, he works in the restaurant industry, like, I think he owns a restaurant or whatever, and he tested positive for COVID, like, my boss's husband, I don't know if I said that, and so she, like, she didn't know if she had it or not, like, so she, like, called me, and she was like, okay, you can't go in, like, I don't know, like, I don't want you to possibly be exposed. God. So we closed for like a week until she got
That's weird. Test. That's kind of been happening a lot where like some random store will just close for a while just because like somebody's got COVID or something. It's weird.
Yeah, it's really sad too because like a lot of them are small businesses and that literally even a week out like can hurt you.
I know. Bad. I mean, what it was mm-hmm. like 1/5 of small businesses in the US have closed. That's thanks, Trump.
And, like, I work. That one was a small business.
And it closed.
And it closed, yes. It did close because of COVID. And then so sad. The one that I work at now is also at risk. So support small businesses during any, I don't know, Valentine's Day. I don't know what else is coming up.
Yeah, it'll be Valentine's Day.
Whatever. Your birthday is, like, please just support small businesses.
Shop at flower shops. Pay the extra price if you can. Yes,
like,
it really matters. It
brightens your day.
It brightens your day. It's good for the small business and it is good for the economy. Like
seriously.
It is good for it. So even if you there's a lot of reasons to shop.
Small business. Sorry. She didn't have COVID, so like it was kind of also pointless. But you know, like it's better to be safe than sorry, obviously.
Of course.
Yeah.
Favorite fast food place and why?
Ooh. You go first. Can you go first?
All right, I'll go. So I don't know if this counts, but Chipotle is like my favorite food. I literally mm-hmm. I love it. But if I can't choose Chipotle, because mm-hmm. I kind of feel like that's border, like it is fast food, but it's not like junk food fast food. Yeah. So I'm going to go with Culver's.
Yeah.
Culver's is a Midwestern, but it's also going across. It's right now they're opening places all across mm-hmm. America. It's so good. And I am not just saying that. When I went to New York, I tried Shake Shack, which I would say is their version of Culver's because mm-hmm. it's a similar style.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, this is just as good. Then when opened where we live and I tried it and I was like, oh, it doesn't even compare.
Yeah, it's not.
Because now that we have both, like it's not even close. Culver's is literally so good. And it's fairly priced. Shake Shack is overpriced. That being said, Shake Shack, if you want to sponsor me.
Yeah, please. I would also go with Culver's just because I love.
It's not COVID. I got tested.
It's not
you guys.
COVID. Like it's my fave place to get onion rings, and I love a good onion ring. Like onion rings are so good. Burger King has good ones too, but just not as good. And like, can Culver's count? Because it's I guess I'll go with the chain one too. Maybe.
Well, Culver's is a chain.
Okay, I'm just gonna go with Culver's.
Yeah.
I love Culver's.
It really is.
It hits.
That being said, I never go there when I'm paying because it's a little more expensive than regular fast food because it's higher quality, I'd say.
You want to know? Sorry, I gasped because I thought of something to say.
Oh.
you know, you want to know a life hack?
Yes. So
every time your parents are taking you, get a kid's meal. And I know it's a smaller portion, but you can also ask like, oh, and then can we get like an extra side or whatever to split? And so you get like just as much food and you get two options of food.
Listen.
And then your main. And then like on the Culver's kids meal bag, they give you like Scoopy token and a free scoop of ice cream. Save both of them because you can use them both to get a free meal. Because like the Scoopy token, like if you get 10 of them, you can use them for a free meal, but they will also accept the free scoop as a Scoopy token. So all you need to do is get your parents to buy like those ones for you. Like how many times? Two times? Five. Five times. And then like you can go there and get one for free.
Listen.
Like listen. Life hack.
No. You listen because listen. Okay. I understand that life hack, but. Please. I get my Culver's order. I get a chicken. I don't even get a burger, even though they're so good. They're so good. I get a chicken tender basket mm-hmm. with barbecue sauce and ranch. I only started getting barbecue sauce because one time they accidentally gave it to me. Uh-huh. And so I get that. And then I get fries and mm-hmm. a Diet Pepsi.
As you should.
And then
as you should.
I already get an extra side. I share cheese curds with my parents because the idea there is that I give them half my fries and they give me half their cheese curds. But what really happens is that I have a bigger appetite and they have less. So they ask for like four fries and I get like half the cheese curds. So I already am doing that without the kids' meal and I still can eat it all. So in theory, that's good, but I just have a bigger appetite.
Okay.
Because I'm a growing boy.
Fine, mamas. Fine.
So, yeah, that's our favorite fast food.
Yeah.
Oh, did you want to share the crash story that almost happened today? Because I don't remember it.
Oh, my gosh. So, we almost
I don't remember it.
We literally could have... Girl, you know what I'm talking about. Like, I can't believe you just forgot. I guess it was earlier in the day. But,
okay.
So, Trigg's house... I'm giving you his address. No. Like, Trigg's house, he lives in, like... the part of town that is like the last part to be plowed by
because
plows.
Listen
because no one like I don't know it's not like the main
the
roads.
Houses are yeah
it's like it's a whole neighborhood house like there's no it's like a whole please
it's a
like,
neighborhood okay
like it's a whole neighborhood
it's a neighborhood
and none of the roads shut up none of the roads are like the main roads that like fire trucks
none
are,
of
like,
them
so
oh my god
like they're the last ones to be plowed so his streets like the streets where he lives on the street where you live cut that out
oh
on the street that he lives and like all the streets surrounding it it's just ice like it's straight up just ice
it is
just ice it's a whole sheet of ice and so what I usually do is when I come to pick him up, I come pick him up and then we drive and then I turn right and like we go down like a slight hill and then like I turn left onto a normal street. So today picked him up.
Wait, listen, it just snowed.
It just snowed. And so it's pure ice on the ground where he lives.
Well, it's the day after it just snowed. So now it's pure ice.
Yeah.
So,
like
so continue.
It's full on ice.
Yeah.
And so I was driving my normal route and so I get to the hill. And I start driving and I'm like, okay, time to brake here because like, you know, I have to turn and I have to stop because ongoing traffic.
Right.
And so I start trying to brake and it's not letting me brake. Like it's because that, it's
and
pure
you're like,
ice.
and let me take it from here. And then she was like, Trigg, I can't brake.
No.
I can't brake.
I'm slipping.
I'm slipping. Trigg, I'm slipping. And I was laughing. Like,
no, you weren't. Not
I was laughing. And I wasn't scared for some reason, even though we were heading into a place.
There were cars coming.
There's hardly a stop sign and then it's a busier road.
There were cars.
But for
on
some
the way.
Reason, I was not worried. And then like, we seriously. Eventually barely stopped.
No, we didn't stop.
Oh.
Like, we kept, do not, like, we no. slightly did, and then we kept going because luckily there were enough, there was, like, a pause in cars, and I was like, oh my gosh, I have to go, and so I sped into the traffic.
And then I laughed for some reason.
No, but it was, like, after
know,
looking back, I'm slipping. Trick, I'm slipping.
It was the funniest.
I was so anxious. But I thought I was going
to
die.
Now we know not to go there unless they plow it, yeah. Which they never will. Because it's such a steep hill. I don't even know if a plow could.
It's whatever. Understandable. All
right. Next question. This is a juicer.
I'm slipping.
This is a juicy.
Juicy.
Do you listen to Girl in Red?
Yes.
No, listen, guys. Yeah.
Yep.
I do.
Yeah.
Listen, that's just the truth.
Yeah.
All right, moving on.
Hee hee. Hit me up.
Oh, this one is interesting.
I'm scared. I'm scared.
This one's interesting.
I'm scared.
Thoughts on Noah Mills.
I don't know who that is.
And Mills. I totally like him. I think he's funny. I do. Look.
Yeah.
So.
I can confirm.
I don't know why that was so weird. My friend thinks I hate him, so.
Who? Me?
No.
Oh. Look. Oh, the person. Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay, moving on. Next question. Please. This one's funny. Where's Wyoming? Okay. We both live in a state that's pretty irrelevant, so it's not like I'm making fun of Wyoming, but let me do some imagining. I think Wyoming is, okay, Colorado is more south than you think.
Yeah.
So.
I know where Colorado is.
Wait.
I like Colorado.
And Utah isn't north of it. It's west. So Wyoming is.
It's like in the middle.
Wait. And there's also Montana.
Or is it at the top? Montana's at the top.
Okay. So then it's Wyoming.
Wyoming's under Montana. All
right, let's check our work.
Please. I'm scared. I'm
I
scared.
Think it. I think that's
so Wyoming's under Montana, which is like the second from the top.
Okay. Then. Okay. Okay. Like United States.
They're all squares. Let's be real.
United States like, map. Let's
petition
be real.
Petition to turn all the squares into states or the states into squares. Like, why are we doing this uneven territory?
We were right.
Girl, I knew it. Because literally she's just a square.
Wait, I did not know Montana. You guys, Montana's only a square for part of it.
Yeah.
For some of it, it's bordering Idaho, so it's weird.
All of the states should be squares by this point, or as even
two squares
as it can
be. But I kind of like that a lot of them aren't.
Okay, Wisconsin should stay not a square. Because she can't be a square.
So you're just saying the states that are relevant to you shouldn't.
No, the states that are like ugly shapes. All right.
Oh my God. I think we've gone through a lot of the questions over here. No, I don't want to answer this one. This one. What's it like being sexy? You know what? I'm flattered.
JK.
Rude.
I'm just kidding. Not the person who asked it. I'm JK.
You don't even know who asked it.
I saw who it was.
Oh, you did?
Yes.
Oh.
It was Mrs. Ma'am.
No,
you should know by now.
It feels pretty good.
It's okay. Sometimes I doubt it.
All right. Well, I think we're now going to move into the final Yubo questions.
Oh, do I even YOLO?
YOLO, excuse me. Not the Yubo.
Do I even have any good ones?
Well, we didn't answer all of them.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
We should do.
What the heck?
We should do that one.
We already answered this one.
We should
do
that one.
I don't do this one.
No, but we're not going to say names. We're just going to describe.
Okay. Well, like, that's what we'll do. Okay. Best and worst ex. This is exclusively for Alana because I don't.
Wait, really? Well, then never mind that.
Well, what did you think I was going to say?
I thought you would talk about someone.
Who?
I don't know. That's the Mars.
That is so dumb. Okay.
Please.
I don't want to answer this one. This one seems sad.
Which one? What is it?
This one.
Yeah. No, I don't want to answer that either. I'd have to say a person. There's no good ones on mine.
I think we answered them all. That's weird.
Can Do we make one up?
Sure.
Like what?
I'll cut it out.
What do you think? What's a good question?
I don't know.
Like what's something good, fun about us that we want them to know?
Oh, look. This question says, where can you find us on social media? Well, as I said earlier, you can find me at Trig Trig at tell me why I can't say my name at Trig Trig TRYGTRYG. It'll be in the description. And where can everybody find you?
My Instagram is at Alana ALANNA.
Wow.
Dot BEILKE. That's B as in boy. So.
And if I remember, I'll definitely have hers in the description as well.
And like always like my photos. Thank you.
Make sure to.
We'll be having a photo shoot very soon to get law.
It'll probably already be.
Ooh, yeah, that's true.
Anyways, thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for coming on again, Alana. I was so happy to have you.
Are you being honest?
If you want us to do another episode, you know what? Make sure to tell me.
Yeah, for real.
And make sure to go check out all my sponsors, if I have any still. And thank you guys so much for listening. Yes. I'll talk to you guys next week.
And I'll probably be back at some point.
She'll be back. Maybe.
Girl. I promise to talk quieter next time.
I'm kidding.
Oh, well. Goodbye. Love y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, guys. 99 cents. $4.99. $9.99 per month. You can now contribute that to my podcast monthly without a Patreon. You can go to anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. Now listen, you guys know I put an extreme effort to produce this podcast. I record, I edit, I get guests, my friends, all sorts of things, a microphone, everything. It is so much work, and I am not being sarcastic. So if you want to pay me for my efforts, you now can. That is anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. I will also link it in every episode so you can easily get there below the sponsors. So if you want to go do that, go do that. If you don't and you just want to keep listening for free, that is absolutely fine too. But all you have to do, you guys, is put in your name, email, and card number, and then the amount you want to contribute. And you're all good to go. And by the way, soon I'm going to have benefits for my monthly contributors, such as maybe coming on my podcast. So one more time, that is anchor.fm/mystrangeaddiction/support. And yeah. All right. Bye.